Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Tuesday, May 13th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, our personal technology commentator, Rick Miller. Birthdays, heavyweight champ Joe Louis, born this day in 1914.
That a young man from Detroit has become known the world over as the Brown Bomber. With his powerful fists, he's blasted his way to the heavyweight championship up. Let's go to the scenes of his mountain training camp and watch this young Hercules in action. 6 a.m. finds him out on the road for his daily six-mile run. There he is on the left, knocking off those miles just as easy as he knocks out an opponent.
I was born in Little Rock, had a childhood sweetheart. We were always hand in hand.
Stevie Wonder, 64 years old today. Stephen Colbert is 50. This day in history, on May 13th, 1846, the U.S. declares war on Mexico, signaling the start of the Mexican War. On this day in 1940, in the early days of World War II, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill speaks these immortal words.
I would say to the House, as I said to those who have joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind.
May 13th, 1981, Pope John Paul II is the victim of an assassination attempt in St. Peter's Square. Frank Reynolds on ABC News.
Gunfire. The Pope is shot, wounded, but not mortally.
Number one on the charts in 1983, on the heels of Billie Jean, Michael Jackson with another monster from the mega album Thriller, and Beat It. On the KETR events calendar, the Commerce Independent School District is hosting a golf tournament this Friday, May 16th, at Webb Hill Country Club near Wolf City, benefiting the Boys and Girls Club summer program. The cost is $50 per player. Hole sponsorships are $100. Please call the Commerce ISD Central Office at 903-886-3755. 903-886-3755. A golf tournament to benefit the Commerce Boys and Girls Club summer program this Friday at Webb Hill Country Club. For more information, see events at ketr.org. Our guest in the cafe this morning is our personal technology commentator, Rick Miller. Good morning.
Good morning.
Our thought for the day is from the 19th century philosopher Henry David Thoreau. Rick, men have become the tools of their tools.
Yes, we have.
Oh, if you could see us now, Mr. Thoreau.
From a guy whose gadgets have gadgets, I would agree with him.
Well, we're coming into the summer months. And one way or another, we'll all be more conscious of water, the need for it, the abundance of it, or the lack of it. And you have some items here today all having to do with H2O.
Yes.
Right? First of all, we're going to talk about some things maybe of a somewhat more serious nature. There's an item here called a drinkable book. Now, tell me about that.
Drinkable book is a new technology that University of Virginia and the folks at Carnegie Mellon up in Pittsburgh have been working on with a foundation called Life is Water, because 3.4 million people a year die because of bad water. It's here we are in the 21st century, and we have first world problems here, like, oh, I can't water my lawn twice a day, and there's people actually can't get clean water and they die. So the drinkable book is really a neat concept, because they've taken the concept of a coffee filter, but they've used silver nitrate particles within it that filters out 99.99999% of the bacteria and virus, things that cause from E. coli, typhoid, cholera, those sorts of things, and makes just about any water potable and drinkable. And so it comes in a book. It's orange paper.
It's in the form of a book.
It's in the form of a book. And it's a slide-out book, you know, like if a, it's a gift set book. You take it apart, and what you do is you tear out a page of the book. And it's an orange sheet of paper. And go to the website and look at the video. It explains it really well. You put it on a tray. You pour water over it. It filters it into a catch basin, and then the water is safe to drink. Now, one page will filter for 30 days, and the book is thick enough that you can have clean water for one person for 4 years.
Hmm. And what is the cost of this?
Well, they don't have a cost for it. It's nothing you can buy or that I can buy, but through giving it to the foundation distributes this where it's needed.
What foundation?
Life is Water.
Hmm.
And lifeiswater.com is their website.
And where are they putting this to use?
They're putting it to use in Ghana, India. They have several projects going. I encourage you to go to their website and look at there. They have a thing called the straw, which is similar to another product that, you know, I was telling you about, the Life Straw. And it enables people to have portable water no matter where you are.
Mm-hmm. Here's a silly question.
Yeah.
The drinkable book. There's not actually printing on the pages of the
there
book.
There is.
Okay. Well, I thought there could be.
On every page.
And what does it say?
Well, not only how to use it, but also what those folks can do to make sure that their water source is clean. Like, don't pour your slop water into it. Don't throw your waste near it.
Good advice.
Keep your area clean.
Mm-hmm.
And so it has different things like that. And it's printed on with an edible ink. So it's no contaminants there.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating.
And they're in production now.
And now, the Life Straw you mentioned, there's another one called the Aqua Guard, and that's similar to the Life Guard in a sense, I guess.
Well, the Life Straw has been out for about 10 years. I think they came out in 2005. And I've been following those when my daughter was in wildlife down at A&M, not living a wildlife, but studying wildlife conservation. I started to get her a Life Straw because some of the situations that she would be going into. But now, like at REI yesterday, the outfitters, I saw a Life Straw there. And you can buy them for about $21. And when you buy a Life Straw now, it will the proceeds to it go to their foundation. And it's enough to give water for a child for a whole year. So it's kind of like a Tom's Shoes type thing.
Mm-hmm.
But a Life Straw, you basically can, it comes in three different forms. It comes in one where you can just put it straight into the creek or the river, or if you're, you know, around here, if you're out fishing and it's like, oh, all this water, but I don't dare drink it, you can just pull up a bunch of it and suck it through the straw and it cleans it out.
These could just really be revolutionary, couldn't they? I mean, they could make a huge, huge impact in the world.
It will save lots of lives and make a difference.
Yeah.
And you can help by buying a Life Straw.
Right. Hey, Rick, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning, not to mention a clean glass of water, I suppose.
And this has made me thirsty.
Rick Miller is our personal technology commentator, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.